I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 750 AM.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM, gearing up for what's going to be a very busy weekend. Tonight, the Emory Spartan boys basketball team on the road taking on the Canyon View Falcons. We'll bring you the live play-by-play call for that. And then tomorrow, we have two games as the USU Eastern men and women squads will look to keep the momentum built on a Wednesday night at Fan Appreciation as they take on Salt Lake Community College. Live coverage tomorrow is going to begin at 12:45, and then it's a doubleheader, the women at 1 and the men at 3. We are going to talk USU Eastern Athletics, and joining us in the studio right now, we have new athletic director Jess Brinkerhoff. This announcement was made by the school earlier this week, and Jess, it's great to get you in today. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's great to talk with you. I know it's a very exciting time at USU Eastern, kind of a new era for the athletic department. For those who are unaware, it was announced earlier this week that you've taken over for former athletic director Scott Mattson, and you're a very familiar face at USU Eastern. You've been there for a little while. So first off, let's talk about the excitement of being named AD. I'm sure it's a thrilling opportunity, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, going through that whole process, it was a little longer than I think any of us expected it to be. But I think that they were really trying to find a good person to fit in there. And as you know, we had many good candidates that were in the running there at the end. And I think that anybody could have done the job well, but I think that ultimately kind of like what put me over the edge was just that I had been in there, that I know the student athletes, and a lot of my plans were very specific going forward. And I see things from the inside and a little bit from the outside on some of the things that I'm able to do with the community. But I'm very excited to get started and to help our athletes achieve their goals and help our coaches achieve their goals as well. I think that that's what my job is all about, is to make their dreams come true pretty much.
Yeah, well, let's talk about your experience, because again, you're no stranger to USU Eastern. You've been a part of the college for about 6 years now, right?
About, yep.
So as far as your experience, and everyone's seen you, I think, as the athletic trainer. Everybody knows you as the athletic trainer. And so what were some of the experiences that you had in that realm that have prepared you now for this next step?
Sure. Some of my biggest things that I think helped me is that I was able to work very closely with like every single person in the department. Whereas a lot of like coaches, they have their own like team and they have their own, you know, assistants that they work with. And I got to talk with everybody when they're in season, when they're out of season. Some of the things that I was able to take on while I was there was I was able to do some strength and conditioning stuff. I did all the sports medicine things. I've added staff along the way to help assist me so I can take on other responsibilities. And then, of course, I was able to be a professor with the anatomy course for a year. And then I created a sports medicine class that a lot of athletes are in. And so the bulk of my experience is working closely with people and understanding all aspects of what they need in their own programs, in their own individual ways. And then, of course, kind of like we mentioned before, was the student athletes and the relationships that I was able to get with them. I think hearing their excitement and having me be the athletic director is kind of like what brought me the most joy this week is they're excited because the relationships that we have together, that they know that I'm ready to put them, the student athlete, as a top priority for our programs.
You and I have a lot in common when it comes to college. I know you obtained your bachelor's degree at Southern Utah, right?
Yeah, so you're I think T-board that we might have been there at the same time, actually.
Yeah. So it's really cool to see an SUU alum. But you also obtained your master's degree from Southern Utah as well, right?
Correct. Yes. Yeah, I back in the day, an athletic training degree was a bachelor degree, and so but to be competitive in that field, you had to get a master's pretty much. Like I think 70 to 80% of athletic trainers were getting their master's after their bachelor in order to be competitive. And now recently, it's switched into a master's only degree where you'd get your bachelor's in something else and then a master's in athletic training. But I stayed on with SUU, and I worked My main responsibility was softball, and I got to work very heavily with them. But because of our head athletic trainer, both his mom and his dad passed that year, and so I was asked to take the responsibility of men's basketball that year and also assist pretty heavily with football. It was just kind of a weird coincidence, but gave me a ton of experience while I was there. So
obviously set you up for what you've done here, right, at USU Eastern.
Yeah, it was a good opportunity to, you know, just throw me into the fire, I guess. I've kind of done that in a lot of the positions that I've been in, even at the high school that I've worked at in Arizona. I've started basically with nothing and then created a program. And I think that that's one thing that maybe they liked that they saw in me is that the goals that I put out for our programs, I was able to accomplish everywhere that I go. And so I hope I can continue that track record with the goals that I have as athletic director moving forward.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Jess, one of the reasons I was so excited when I heard the news that you got the AD job is because you understand rural area. And I think that's so important, especially in a community like this where we can embrace USU Eastern. You understand that mindset.
Right. Yeah, I grew up in a small town called Bicknell, which I don't know if very many people's familiar with it, but it's over in Wayne County, about 2 hours south of here. It's one of the reasons that brought me to Price in the first place is that I couldn't live in a big city. Like, I have to be in a small town. And one of the things I talked about in my presentation when I was going through the interview is that small communities are going to be a huge part of how I envision our athletic department moving forward. And I think a lot of coaches feel that same way, is that they know that kids from small communities are good kids, that they bring good things with them. And when we have those kids at Utah State Eastern, it enhances our programs, not only academically and athletically, but it helps them serve our community. And those kids oftentimes want to stay longer and come back and find jobs in places like this. And so moving forward, like, I envision these 1A, 2A, 3A kids being a huge part of an increase in the student body, not only for our athletes, but our coaches and me. Like, I personally want to go out and teach these kids and these coaches in these rural communities how they can move on to the next level, because a lot of, you know, coaches at these small town schools, like, they're Billy or Bobby's dad that's a farmer or that works at these other places that might know a little bit about sports but don't know how to help them get to that next level. And so I want to give back to these communities that I love so much, and to be able to teach these people, hey, these are how to get your good athletes, maybe not the ones that are superstars, but the ones that are good enough to move on. Like, I want those kids to move on and be here at Utah State Eastern, if at all possible.
Again, our guest right now is Jess Brinkerhoff, the new athletic director at USU Eastern. I got to ask you, as far as personal preference sport-wise, what's your sport? I mean, I know you got to oversee everything, but as an athletic director, someone that loves athletics in general, there's got to be one sport that you kind of gravitate towards.
It just kind of depends on if the preference is to play that sport or to watch it. Personally, like, basketball was my favorite sport growing up because I love to play it. I still try to get up in the morning sometimes and play with some of the local guys in one of our buildings, and I just love playing the sport. Obviously, if I love playing it, I love watching it as well.
Sure.
But I did, I was able to live in Brazil for a few years, and soccer is huge down there. And so I grew a love for soccer as well. And recently, it's just hard to pick one. Those are the kind of the more, the sports that move a little bit more, you know what I mean? But in their own way, like, volleyball, baseball, softball, even dance, like, has a special place in my heart with, you know, all of the sports that are going on. And some of the upcoming ones with, like, rodeo, being from a small town, you know, like, I'm excited to be a bigger part of that. And even esports, that obviously when we were kids, like, who didn't want to play video games and get paid to go, right?
So yeah.
I think that they're, it's just, I couldn't pick one now, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's not that I'm participating or that I love watching it. It's like, I love the kids that are there, and I just want to see them all succeed. And when they succeed, like last night, like, it was, it's an amazing experience to be a part of when you see the kids that you take care of succeed.
Sure. Yeah. And as you mentioned all the sports, I think it is important to mention, I'd love to get your perspective on it. I think we're pretty blessed right now at USU Eastern with the coaches we have leading these programs. We're in a pretty good spot.
Absolutely. We have, in my opinion, and I know, and again, like because of where I'm at, I've met a lot of coaches from the other conferences and these preseason games that we play in. And the caliber of coaches that we have right now are amazing. We have a bunch of people that understand that small town community vibe that we have going on here. And they want Price City to excel just as much as they want Utah State Eastern athletics to excel. And I think that the knowledge that they bring and the quality of character that they have speaks volumes. And you probably couldn't run into anybody in Price or Emory or Helper that doesn't know personally some coach that we have at the campus and have a good experience that they've had with those people.
Yeah, for sure. I know it's one of those crucial times. We're kind of winding down on the winter sports season, which is so long. I mean, the collegiate basketball season, I think it's the longest out of all college sports. But when you start breaking things down, winter winding down, I know we have some of the spring sports starting up, baseball and softball already. Kind of easy to lose them in the shuffle just because it is go time right now for basketball. But it never stops at USU Eastern. I mean, here in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be full swing in baseball and softball.
Yeah, this next couple of weeks is the crazy time that, and again, with my sports medicine stuff that I did, this was a hectic time for me as well. And because everybody's still going at the end of the season, at the beginning of the season, and then you have your fall sports that are trying to do things as well. And so I personally love how busy it gets. It just sometimes is a little overwhelming for all the staff members that take such good care of our athletes. But once we hit that spring season and we kind of finish up basketball, we'll be able to settle in and focus on a couple of other things as well. So really good, though.
Well, Jess, I'm really excited for the direction of USU Eastern Athletics. I know you're busy, kind of a crazy week, so thank you again for stopping by the station to have a few words, and I'm sure we'll catch up again real soon.
No problem. Thanks for having me again. Appreciate it.
That's new USU Eastern Athletic Director Jess Brinkerhoff. Excited to see the new direction of the USU Athletics Department. We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we are going to talk NBA trade deadline. We're going to be joined by Mark Schindler. He typically joins us on Thursday. We switched it to Friday this week, less than 1 week away from the deadline. The Jazz just had some devastating news with Joe Ingles being out for the year. How does that affect them at the deadline? That talk's coming up next when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.